Welcome to Friday Morning Coffee. My name is Jane Oshua. I work with P&OD. We're going to try to make this as short as possible. Do we have anyone who has visitors to introduce? We don't have any visitors today. Alright, do we have any new staff that have joined us this week?
Thank you, Jane. I love your enthusiasm this morning. Yes, so I'd like to introduce a new staff member at the Capacity Development Unit. Leah, if I could ask you to join us. Yeah, I swear it's me. I have this karma for the mic. But anyway, so Leah's joining us today. She is replacing Joyce Murrow as Capacity Development Officer, who will oversee not only the fellowships, but also institutional capacity development work, as well as capacity development work in projects. And I'll let Leah introduce herself.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning once again. My name is Leah Simeka. But I don't mind if you call me Shekameka, Skymaker, or Shoemaker. I'll not take it personal. it's my first day today, so everyone is new. And I look forward to more interactions with all of you, as you also welcome me as part of the INRI family. So thank you for this day.
Welcome, Leah. I would prefer to call you Shakameta. When you were growing up, I used to know some rally driver, I think. And I can't remember the first name, but it was close to that. Karibu.
Thank you. Good morning. I want to introduce a new visiting scientist, Laura Falzon. Laura, please come up. Laura is a veterinary epidemiologist of Maltese origin. Who is joining us on the ZooLink project, which is a multi-institutional collaborative project involving ILRI and based largely in our lab in Busia in Western Kenya. So welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Eric, and hello, everyone. As Eric said, my name is Laura and I'm from Malta. I'm a vet, and yeah, I'm really excited to be here and hopefully I'll get a chance to meet all of you. Thank you. Bye.
Anyone with the... I'm still seeing some people coming. Do you have any visitors that probably are coming now? Wellington?
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know it's cold, but... So we have been having a seminar, so we came in a bit late. But as I said last week, we have been having a training course going on since last week. It is ending today. Animal quantitative genetics and genomics. So we have participants who have been here from different countries. Today is their last day. So they would like to say goodbye, or one of them would like to say goodbye, as a sign of good colleagueship and good behavior. So we have Professor Khadija from Sudan. Has she arrived yet? If not, then any of the participants, please volunteer. Any of the participants? Please don't be shy. The course was very nice. I remember many of them were laughing at me when I told them the last time I did quantitative genetics, the all I had was an FX8200 calculator. But nowadays people use computers. So it seems they're still engrossed in the seminar room. So I'll take that responsibility to thank everybody. They said they were hosted very well and they'll take good messages home I think I shared the number of countries they came from. So this is an annual course, and we expect that next year, if not before, we'll have a similar course. So on their behalf and on behalf of us, the hosts, I would say thank you very much for your hospitality, and then they enjoyed the coffee very much. Thank you.
So, morning everyone. I want to introduce someone in absentia because he's having a meeting here. And to build on what Wellington has mentioned, we have three professors visiting from US universities. We have Romdani Rekaya from the University of Georgia, and also Sami Agri from the same university. They actually just gave a very good seminar on statistical analysis and some of the calculations that you can do to actually root out bad data from data collected. So we may have to re-invite them to give the same seminar for the whole ILRI community, because it was extremely important. And sometimes when we sit in seminars, we see things that could have been calculated or analyzed in a different way. So actually they're here. So the third person that I wanted to introduce, as I said, he's having a meeting, is Wenderson Gebreyes from the Ohio State University. All of them, the three, are here as part of the Carnegie Africa Diaspora Fellowship. This is a US-based organization or foundation funding African scientists who have made it, so to speak, in the US, control large research groups, and command a lot of expertise in some of the things that we do. So we started this year jointly with the University of Nairobi to bring them here to offer these courses. They're doing group classes, like today we are finishing the animal quantitative genetics and genomics. They're also having one-to-one clinics, so to speak, in discussing with scientists, training them on how to do things, and more importantly, helping us to drive some of the proposals that we like to do. We had a course, a workshop this week, earlier on, the University of Nairobi on Molecular Epidemiology, and Wenderson Gebreyes continues here this week, next week, and the week after next. So there will be several opportunities for him to actually discuss with some of the student scientists and also visiting fellows here. So we hope to do this again next week. But one of the things that we are doing with the University of Nairobi is actually Romdani and Sami will stay for the next 2 weeks to help the University of Nairobi establish a Center for Excellence for Livestock Genetics, which is very, very important. I think those are the things that we want to try to do in building the capacity of our partners. So they were introduced last week, and we wanted one of the course participants, as Wellington mentioned, to say goodbye to the ILRI community. Is she here? Okay, so we have a class representative to say something. Dress for the occasion.
Good morning, everybody. I'll ask my colleagues to join me here quickly. Please come. Put your hands together for my colleagues. So we wouldn't like to waste time. We just want to say a very big thank you to ILRI, Becca, for this wonderful opportunity. Most of us came here with a big cloud hanging on our necks as regards some type of analysis. Sometimes we even teach people, but the real understanding was not there. But over these 2 weeks, we've been able to unlock all the issues. We've been able to put all the fears aside. We've been given access to the right tools for the right job. And we assure you that we are going to spread the message. We are going to make sure that as many people become literate in this field, and also help to push the animal genetic resources agenda forward. We want to thank our instructors and the organizers, and we want to thank all of you who have interacted with us these 2 weeks. This is not the end of the relationship. We will keep in touch with all of you. We hope that next time, wherever we meet, you see us better equipped to move the agenda forward. So on behalf of this wonderful group, I cannot attempt to mention all the country. I know there are Kenyans, there are people from Sudan, Nigeria, Zambia, Ethiopia, yes. They are all here. So we all want to say thank you very much, and God bless all of you. Thank you.
So thanks, guys. And last but not least, the professor has arrived. Professor Khadija Mohammed from Sudan. Let the lady say a few words and also thank the group to balance the gender. Professors are important in society, so especially lady professors.
Hello for all of you. I try to thank LA for this valuable chance. Would extend my thanks for our professor for this vulnerable work he done with us, and I will thank my colleagues for the best contribution, and thank who stand behind this. I hope all of us, when we turn back for what about what we get. I would like to say for young scientists, look for Africa. People look for you. We are. Resources, we have great resources, and we must allocate these resources where tend we got to go up and up. Thank you very much for this chance, and thank you for being here. Thank you very much. We hope to see you again next year. And to Petma, thank you for your coffee. They enjoyed it. Do you have any new staff or more visitors or any other announcement? I guess not. Oh, you do? Good morning. My name is Stella Itle. I know most of you maybe know me, or at least you've seen an email coming from me. I have an announcement for all the NRS team. It's just a reminder of our meeting today, the annual meeting. You must have seen a number of reminders already. So this is like the final reminder. In the afternoon, I hope to see all of you. It's our first meeting since we took over office. So we hope that you can have your support and interact very well with you so that we are able to discuss matters affecting all of us. Thank you very much, and see you then. Okay, any other? All right, let's enjoy the rest of the day and have a great weekend ahead. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.